Let me guess, you're between 20 and 30 years old and nothing makes sense anymore. You have no idea what's going on, you don't know who you are, you don't like your job, actually you don't like working at all. Your relationships are changing, your friendships are ending, you don't know what your purpose in life is, and you're getting scared because your life doesn't look anything like you thought it's gonna look like. And it seems like there's not enough time to turn all of this around. Congratulations, you just entered midlife crisis. Trust me, you are not alone with those feelings and they are totally normal. I went through my own quarter life crisis and I had the feeling nothing will change. I felt lost and completely stuck in life. Luckily, I found 3 tips that helped me the most that I would like to share with you today. Stick around until the end because the 3rd tip helped me the most. Trust me, all of this is super confusing, but actually it is a good sign that you feel the way you feel. And by the end of the video, you will understand why. The 1st tip I have for you is you need to let things go. Sometimes you have the feeling like you don't even recognize yourself anymore, right? And that is not just the feeling, it is a fact. You are a different person. You evolved, you changed the way you are thinking, you changed your priorities, you're a totally different person now. But what is actually wrong with that? You need to understand that you will outgrow your circumstances before they actually change. Just let that sink in for a minute. This is exactly the reason why you have the feeling that nothing makes sense anymore, that you don't understand what's going on. This also means that you will outgrow your friends, as painful as this experience might be. But it is okay to cut your friends out of your life. There's one feeling that most of us, we struggle with. We cannot be alone. We hate the feeling of feeling lonely, but you need to be able to be comfortable alone rather than spending time with people that just don't fit into your life anymore. Which brings me to point number 2. You need to stop comparing yourself. Sometimes you're getting scared because your life doesn't look anything like you thought it's gonna look like, right? But where does this feeling come from? In most cases, it comes from comparing yourself to others. You see your friends living their best life on social media, traveling the world, forming families, and those super annoying notifications from LinkedIn. I hate them the most, that they just landed their dream job. How can we fix that? Just take a big step backwards and think about it for a minute. Do you really want what they want? Of course not. Or maybe you have this little voice in your head of your parents telling you which career you should pursue. In the end, it all comes down to one thing. You don't want to live the life they are living. You don't want to live the dreams of your parents. But what you do want, you just want to belong. You don't want to feel alone and you don't want to get left behind. And trust me, you and me, we think the same. We want more out of life. You want to live your life, and no one else understands what you want, and the life that you want is bigger than the stereotypical life that the society wants you to live and that your friends are living. You're better and bigger than that. It just takes more time. Be a little bit more patient and have a little bit more compassion with yourself. Which brings me to the last and most powerful point, the fear of failure. Sometimes we all worry too much. We have doubts and we have this anxiety that robs us out of this joy and positive energy that we desperately need in our lives. It just feels heavy. And then we ask ourselves, what if I never figure it out? First things first, no one has it all figured out. I don't know why we always think that other people are bigger, better, stronger than us, while we belittle ourselves. I'm guilty of that too. Sometimes this happens to me. You are more powerful than you can ever imagine. Stop thinking that other people are better than you. They're not. However, you're doing one thing wrong that blocks your whole evolution. You don't use your potential. You are wasting it by constantly distracting yourself. By scrolling through social media, watching Netflix, or playing video games. I've been there too. It's easier to distract yourself rather than dealing with this overwhelming feeling of trying to figure out your life. How did I fix that? I've spent more time with myself, feeling my feelings and asking myself, why do I feel the way I feel? I was wondering what makes me happy in life. And that was sometimes too hard to answer, actually,
which is why I started with, what do I hate doing? I took a journal and I wrote all of this down. And it is a painful experience, but in the long run, it's worth it.
And then suddenly I realized something amazing, something life-changing. Everything made sense.
And what this was, I will tell you in the next episode.